This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. Continuing now with our monthly series of original nature commentaries, these are written and voiced by Dr. Mike Baltz, the former director of the Nature Conservancy of Southern Illinois. And as we approach November and the approaching cold weather, we can expect winged winter visitors moving down from the northern U.S. and Canada. But as Baltz tells us, this winter express of feathered friends is changing.
To me, there is perhaps no sight and sound more evocative of the changing seasons than the honking V's of Canada geese flying south in October and November. I've seen and heard these flocks of geese since I was a kid, because I've lived most of my life along the Mississippi Flyway, the avian superhighway that funnels countless millions of migrating birds through the middle of the country. And the Canada goose is perhaps the most recognizable and vocal of the flyway commuters. Canada geese nest across the far northern tundra from western Alaska to eastern Newfoundland. This wide-ranging species can be divided into several different races, recognized mostly by size differences, ranging from the 3-pound cackling goose to the 12-pound giant Canada. The 8-pound Branta canadensis interior is the most abundant of the races and is the migratory race that we see mostly in southern Illinois, or at least used to see. These geese nest around Hudson Bay or northern James Bay in Ontario and wintered, past tense, primarily in southern Illinois. Indeed, until relatively recently, we wintered more Canadas here than any other place in North America. In a 1991 survey, Illinois Department of Natural Resources biologists estimated that there were 820,000 Canada geese, nearly 1 million of them wintering in southern Illinois, including 220,000 at Horseshoe Lake and 150,000 at Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge. But by the time I moved to Carbondale in 2001, those numbers had already declined, and a 2019 winter survey recorded barely 1,000 Canada geese in all of southern Illinois and zero at Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge. Southern Illinois has essentially become a goose ghost town. Begging the question, where have all the geese gone? The mystery of the missing geese turns out to be no mystery at all, really. Canada geese undertake what could be called a situational migration, meaning they only fly as far south in winter as they need to find food and open water. Back in the day, southern Illinois was the best and closest southern stop for Canada geese, full of lakes and food plots on conservation land. Birds could feed in the fields and retreat to the protection of nearby lakes. We were literally like an all-inclusive goose resort. But increasing use of no-till agriculture in the Midwest has resulted in more waste grain left on the ground through the winter. That, coupled with consistently milder winters with less ice and snow cover, has allowed migratory Canada geese to winter farther north. The geese simply don't come here anymore. It's really sort of mind-boggling that there were nearly 1 million migratory Canada geese here in winter 30 years ago, and now there are virtually none. In retrospect, we understand why this shift in winter range occurred. But it's proof, like my ecology professor used to say, that in nature you can never do just one thing. Of course, the great conservation question of this century is, what big and profound ways will nature respond as we continue to tinker with ecosystems and change the climate? The predictions are certainly dire. In southern Illinois, we know this. The geese are gone, The armadillos are here, and the alligators are coming. But if we fail to act in meaningful ways to combat climate change, these wildlife additions and subtractions will likely be the least of our concerns.
The comments of ornithologist Mike Baltz, who both narrates and writes these monthly nature features. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.